So the year is 2418, and the tribe of Ephraim decides that they're taking faith in Hashem's promise. They take on their weapons, and they were confident that no one would stand in their way, and they're sure that they're mighty enough that no one can take them down. They take their gold and silver, and they figure we won't have a problem buying food from the Philistines, and if the Philistines don't want to sell us food, we're powerful enough that we could take them down very easily. Every one of us could chase away 1,000 of them. And they come to Gat, and they reach the city of Gat, a Philistine city, and they tell the Philistines of Gat, give us some of your sheep, we'll buy them from you. We're hungry, we haven't eaten today. And the shepherds say, it's not our sheep. We're paid to watch these sheep. We can't sell them to you. So the tribe of Ephraim decide that they're going to take it anyways. And they advance on the shepherds of Gat. And the shepherds call out. And the people of Gat hear that their sheep, their cattle is being attacked. And a tremendous battle ensues. And much to the surprise of the tribe of Ephraim, both sides lose many men. And on the next day, the tribesmen of Gat send word to the other Philistines, and they say, come help us, let's defeat the sons of Ephraim. They've come to take our cattle. And so the next day, the other Philistine cities produce 40,000 men. So the tribe of Ephraim has been hungry and thirsty. They haven't taken along food. It's been 3 days since they've had a normal meal. And at that point, the Philistines pounce on them, and they destroy every one of the tribe of Ephraim. Only 10 men remain from the whole tribe. And the reason was because they actually rebelled against the word of Hashem. They decided they know when it's time to leave. The Philistines lose 24,000 men. They bury them. And the corpses of the tribe of Ephraim were left scattered in the valley of Gat. They weren't buried. And so that valley remains full with bones. So the 10 men that made it back to Egypt, they run back. And they tell the rest of the Jews what happened. And this all happened during the lifetime of Ephraim. And so Ephraim ends his life in mourning over his children, knowing that his children, he's merited to see his tribe develop into 30,000 men, and now he's seen them all perish. And so he goes back to his wife and has another child, and he names that child Biri'ah, like the word Ra'ah, bad has happened in my home. So according to this Medrash, the tribe of Ephraim left 30 years too early. It says that because Yaakov gave his son Yosef 2 coins worth of fine silk, fine garments, more than his brothers, that's why we descended to Egypt. So Tosfos asks, wasn't it pre-decreed we'd be in Egypt? So Tosfos answers, yeah, but it wasn't decreed we'd suffer as much as we did. Because, you see, the 400 years began when Isaac was born. Now, the covenant was 30 years before Isaac was born. So the tribe of Ephraim counted from the time of the covenant. They said, Bris ben Absarim, Hashem said 400 years. They counted from the time of the covenant. In fact, they should have counted from the time that Yitzchak was born. That's when the count began. Now they thought, our forefather Yosef, he doesn't need those 30 years. Why is it that the rest of the tribes needed another 30 years? That's because of the 2 coins that they were jealous over Yosef, right? So they figured we don't have to pay that price. And Hashem says no. Just like the rest of the Jewish people had to pay the price over that jealousy, well, Yosef was the cause of the jealousy, so he also has to pay the price. So that's the interpretation he offers. Another interpretation is that when Yosef, technically the tribe of Ephraim was correct in their interpretation. Technically the 400 years should have begun from the time of the covenant. But when the brothers sold Yosef, so then it was decreed in heaven that we would spend another 30 years out in Egypt, and that's why Hashem started the count from the time Yitzchak was born. So the decree was changed. There's a medrash in Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer that says that so long as we were in Egypt, everything was fine. Until an arrogant person named Yignon, one of Ephraim's grandchildren, came and said, God appeared to me and told me to take the Jews out of Egypt. And then the sons of Ephraim were all arrogant people because they were descendants of Yosef the king, and their father Ephraim was a prince, and they were all were brave warriors. So they took their families and decided, we're leaving. They believed him. And when they decided we're leaving, so the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, that medrash says that they were all killed by the Egyptians. And that medrash seems to indicate that that rebellion of the tribe of Ephraim was when the enslavement began. So that's a discussion. When did the actual enslavement begin? We know that Miriam was named Miriam over the embitterment of the Jewish people. So that's also that means the enslavement began 86 years before we left. So you see different opinions as to how many years we were actually in forced servitude.